The former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, also says the missile test is provocative. He says the development is a dangerous new phase. The former Labor leader is now the president of the Asia Society Policy Institute. He spoke to me from New York a short time ago. Kevin Rudd, thank you very much for joining AM. North Korea says it's performed a successful intercontinental ballistic missile test. How provocative is it?
On the scale of 1 to 10, this is probably 8 out of 10 provocative. First, it's been done on the 4th of July, America's National Day. Second, on a day when President Putin and Xi Jinping are meeting in Moscow in preparation for the G20. But thirdly, and most importantly, this is the first ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile test, undertaken successfully by the North Koreans. So, given all those factors, and the fact that it therefore likely puts Alaska within reach of a missile, whether or not it's got a warhead on it or not, this is right up there in the league of provocative activity.
How do you think the North Korean situation will play out, given tweets by the US president, one suggesting that maybe China will put a heavy move on North Korea to end this once and for all?
My view is that we are entering into a dangerous new phase on the North Korea question and both US and Chinese diplomacy in relation to it. Let me put it this way. What's the North Korean strategy? North Korean strategy is they're determined to get an ICBM with a miniaturized warhead on it to act as a strategic nuclear deterrent against the United States to preserve their regime for the future. That's their logic. That's what they say. That's what they believe. And basically, for the last 5 to 10 years, that's what they've been doing. What's the United States got as its options? Either they can use the Chinese to talk the North Koreans out of it, to stop their program or to reduce it, or if China fails to do that, then to threaten or perhaps deliver a unilateral military strike to degrade or remove the North Korean capability. The final piece of the jigsaw is the Chinese. What are they prepared to do? When they had the Mar-a-Lago summit 2 or 3 months ago between Xi Jinping and President Trump, there was a 100-day period effectively given to see what China could do. The significance of the Trump tweet of a week or so ago is that the Americans appear to have lost confidence in that course of action.
The situation is playing out as the Trump administration is weighing up the possibility of applying 20% tariffs on Chinese steel. What are the ramifications if that happens?
The Americans have judged, I think, that the Chinese are either unwilling or incapable of deploying the economic leverage necessary against North Korea to get the North Koreans to change their nuclear policy on their program. And that's a dangerous place to get. And then the reason for it probably is that China doesn't believe that the Americans are ultimately serious about using unilateral military action. And that's a dangerous judgment to make as well. On the economics that you point to and the possibility of tariffs and a trade war, none of us know at present whether a meeting held at the White House about a week or so ago has been resolved in the direction of tariffs on steel exports by China, either directly or indirectly to the United States. I think that's very much in flux at the moment. But if it is implemented, then the likelihood of retaliatory action could lead us in the direction of a trade war, bad for the global economy, bad for Australia.
And what are the consequences for Australia if that happens?
Well, we're an economy highly dependent on the traded sector of our economy. And therefore, once you take a hit to confidence in global trade, period, and as opposed to an assumption that open trade and free trade is the norm, and it now entering into the vocabulary of every nation state that we can take action and counteraction, tariff and counter-tariff, it all heads in a very bad spiralling direction. So the implications for Australia and for Prime Minister Turnbull as he heads to Germany for the G20 summit is to argue passionately in favour of keeping the open arteries of trade functioning around the world in these difficult and challenging times.
On domestic politics, how do you regard the situation Malcolm Turnbull finds himself in? Some argue the coalition learnt nothing from Labor's leadership wars.
Look, I'm not in the business of commenting on a rolling basis on Australian domestic politics. I don't follow it in sufficient detail. I think my broader point would be whether it's Mr. Abbott or Mr. Turnbull, on the big policy challenges facing Australia, the future of the national broadband network, the future of climate change action, the future of a sustainable economic growth strategy, NDIS and the future of health reform. Frankly, if I look at Mr. Abbott and Mr. Turnbull, it just seems to be Tweedledum or Tweedledee.
Mr. Rudd, thank you for speaking with AM this morning.
Good to be with you.
The former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd.